America's first family put in an unexpected visit to a Dublin restaurant last night where they dined on Carlingford oysters, Wicklow lamb, shepherd's pie and fish and chips. But their appearance in Matha Thrasher's in Pembroke Street wasn't the only chance that the public got to rub shoulders with the Obamas yesterday. They'd made two earlier appearances in the capital, their first at Trinity College, where our reporter Samantha Libreri was among the crowd.
You know, Michelle Obama is like the first lady of America and she's like a good role model, so we thought we got to go in to see her.
No, I didn't know until we got here, but sure, I'm here now, so I'll stick around for a while and see.
Well, I was outside when John F. Kennedy came here. Oh yeah, I'd love to see her.
Tell me, how old are you and what's your name?
Isolt, and I'm 7 years old.
And why are you excited about seeing Michelle Obama?
Because she's the because her husband's the president.
And what do you like about her and her daughters?
Because they're pretty and they're famous.
There was delight when the Obamas arrived at the university, and as they spent an hour inside learning about their lineage, some lingered to try and catch another glimpse. But for most, it ended in disappointment.
I was straining to see as she went in, but I'm actually very disappointed.
Had you waited here long?
About an hour, yeah.
And what did you see?
Nothing much, just hand waving through a dark window, yeah, that was it.
Did you get to see Michelle?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Had you been waiting long?
No, we were waiting an hour.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
Very disappointed.
What did you see?
Just the top of her head, that's all.
Oh well.
You glad you came anyway?
Of course I am.
Yeah, it's a great sense of occasion here, you know.
But a select few got FaceTime with the first family.
Patrick Prendergast, the Provost of Trinity College Dublin. I had the pleasure of introducing the Obama girls to my two daughters. They swapped some stories about being in New York and what to do when you're in New York. So that was good.
My name is Anne-Marie Diffley. I'm the Visitor Services Manager in the old library building. It was a wonderful, happy, warm visit. This isn't our first big visit, but that doesn't mean to say there wasn't a little bit of nerves and a little bit of hope it goes okay, but it did, of course.
The Gaiety Theatre was the first family's second stop of the day. Among the invited guests, their distant cousin Henry Healy and Moneygall publican Ollie Hayes.
It's phenomenal, I suppose, that they continue to include us in everything that they do.
Was there a disappointment that they didn't go to Moneygall?
No one seems to be too disappointed, and the First Lady herself this morning told us that they do intend to return again to Ireland, and Moneygall has to be visited yet by Sasha Malia. So it doesn't matter, they can come at any time. Moneygall is always going to be there, but you know, it's fabulous that they've honoured their promise and came back to Ireland.
That's unbelievable to be invited here again today. And I was born like a child myself, my first time in the Gaiety, my first time seeing Riverdance, so bring it on.
And it was the children she mainly spoke to when Michelle Obama took to the stage before Riverdance.
I want you all to think really big about who you want to be. I want your imaginations to soar high. I want you to look at me and Barack and all these wonderful leaders and understand that we are you, just kids who worked a little hard and dreamt pretty big and got to do some wonderful things.
30 Moneygall school children got the biggest surprise of the day when they were taken backstage to meet Mrs. Obama face to face.
She said to finish up strong in school and she'd hope to be back for a visit soon.
And what was she like?
She was really tall and really kind.
She was just telling us that there's a lot of work being the First Lady and she has to be going around everywhere. She's doing a lot of stuff. She's very busy.
She treated us like we were famous and stuff instead of her. I was like, you're Michelle Obama. She was just like, it's really nice to meet you guys. It's so funny.
She's really tall and really kind. Samantha Libreri reporting there. The Obamas off to Glendalough today, where it looks as though they'll have a fine day for it. 7:45, and we'll be returning to the G8 in just a moment.